Community-supported agriculture is a way for the people who grow food and the people who consume it to come together in mutual support. It's different from the farmers market in that the members of community-supported agriculture, or a CSA, share in part of the farmer's risk. They pay for their goods in advance of receiving them. Anna Barnes is my guest in this portion of the program. She's the program coordinator for a CSA, the Prairie Land Community-Supported Agriculture Group. Anna, good afternoon. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us back.
Sure. How did you get involved with the CSA movement?
I volunteered to do a newsletter and kind of went from there.
And it's been a while now, hasn't it?
It has. No, it's been since 11 years.
Wow. You know, we've heard about people recently who have tried to consume food and drink produced locally. And the point they make is that we really need to think about where our goods come from. How has being involved with the Prairie Land CSA broadened your understanding of that issue, of where our food comes from?
During the season, we get so much of our produce locally. It's always amazing to me. I think anyone that's been in this program kind of goes through a withdrawal. And so suddenly you're noticing tags as you hit, you know, venture back into the supermarket and apples from New Zealand and things like that. And, you know, right now, 12% of all vegetables, over 12%, this is actually as of, you know, maybe 6 years ago, are imported. 39% of all fruit, you know, and that's just not, I mean, that doesn't even originate from American soil. That doesn't even account for all the things that come out of California.
Yeah. Has it changed, being a part of the Prairie Land CSA, has it changed your choices as a consumer outside of the growing season?
It does. We were able to put away a lot of produce, freezing, canning. We actually, I taught a canning workshop. There were several members who actually learned how to can some of their share this season. So, you know, we were just trying to see how much food we could just originate here locally.
Has it proved beneficial to your diet?
My doctor thinks so. I'm training for a 275-mile AIDS ride, so I figure it can't hurt. I eat a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. Who are the farmers involved with Prairie Land?
Our current farmers are the Moore family from Watsika. It's Jim and Diane Moore and their son, Wes. Their son, Aaron, also helps, but he's still in high school.
Yeah. Are they organic farmers?
They are. They raise things without pesticides, but they are not certified organic. They run a farm. Their farm is actually closer to, it's probably the closest thing to permaculture in East Central Illinois.
Yeah. Now, in addition to the benefit of managing risk, are there other reasons farmers participate in CSAs?
A direct connection with the people buying their food. The Moores really get a kick out of, you know, seeing people enjoy what they do. You know, so many people in agriculture are so far removed from the end users of their work. And I think that, you know, in any situation where, you know, whether you're working in a factory or, you know, on a farm, not having the connection with the people who are using what you produce, it kind of robs you of some of the joy.
Yeah. And how many CSAs are there in this part of the country now?
There are three right now in East Central Illinois, which is a lot more than we started off with 11 years ago.
Yeah. And would you say then that they're growing in popularity?
I think so. I think, you know, any time there's a food scare, you know, with the E. coli and the spinach, with some of the things coming out of China, you know, people realize just how fragile our food system really can be, and that, you know, the CSA does provide people local, you know, it puts a local face on it. You know who's growing it, you know how they're growing it, and that provides a degree of comfort for a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm not a member of the CSA, but I do really enjoy going to the farmers market, and over the course of the season, I really enjoy developing a little bit of a relationship with the folks I buy from. So
yes.
That's nice, and I think it works the same for the people on the other side of the table.
The closer you can get to your food, the better food that you're going to get. You know, the fewer people that touch it between you and the farmer, that's the best situation.
And it's so much fun talking about the varieties of one particular item, like let's say tomatoes. You know, that's a great... It's great fun for me to say, well, now this tomato is very different from this tomato. What have you got this week? And so
Oh, and
so
you get a huge respect for biodiversity. I mean, you never see, maybe a fraction of that amount of tomatoes in even the best produce selection in a grocery store.
Yeah. What can you give us some idea of what a share looks like month to month for a member of a CSA in this part of the country?
In the spring, there'll probably be some early spring greens. Spinach, baby lettuce, radishes, green onions. Gradually that will shift as the heat comes in. Crops that need more heat, like tomatoes and peppers, come a little later in the season. By midsummer, you can even start harvesting some of the potatoes. And some of it does depend on the weather. You know, if it's a particularly wet spring, chances are you're not going to get carrots. But if it's not quite so wet, you may see a few baby carrots thrown in there as well.
Mm-hmm. How can folks find a CSA in their neck of the woods, and when is the time to sign up for a share?
For our CSA, it's right now. People can go to prairielandcsa.org and find that. There are other CSAs in the area. Localharvest.org is a great way to find a CSA near you because it has the best search feature of any of the sites out there because they actually get data from the farmers themselves.
Okay. And are there prairie land shares available for the coming year, 2008?
There are a few. We're going to be closing down sales here at the end of the year so that they can really get a handle on their planting.
Uh-huh.
But there's still a little bit of room. We can still work some people in.
Okay, very good.
And they can sign up online right out on the website.
Okay, and then the last question I have for you is in addition to belonging to a CSA or shopping at the farmer's market, maybe a CSA isn't right for a particular person, a particular family. Are there other ways though to buy goods directly from farmers?
Oh, sure. There are any number. I mean, there's the farmer's market. There are several farmers that you can buy meat directly from right at their farms. And you can buy eggs that way, flowers, all kinds of things.
Is there a directory available for...
There is. We're going to be moving this over to the Prairie Land site. But if you go to fruitedplain.org, there is a local farm directory there. In the coming year, Prairie Land, that is going to be moved over to Prairie Land CSA. But right along the right hand, you'll see a link, and it says farm directory. And those are all farms that I've been to and met the farmers, seen the production practices. So those are the ones that I recommend to my friends.
Okay,
and family.
Anna, thank you for talking with me again this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure. Anna Barnes has been my guest in this portion of the program. She is the program coordinator of Prairie Land Community Supported Agriculture.